Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again, both for our radio audience as well as those tuning in online. We're glad you guys can join us again. Recording artist Ebony Jones of We The Fam is making her first appearance on our program today to talk to us not only about her love of music, but what it's been like for her to share that love literally with the world now. The single you guys are going to be hearing here is called It Was All a Dream, and this has really been a dream come true for Ebony to share this with you guys. We're going to talk to her not only about what's coming up for her in 2015, but also let you guys know how you can stay connected with her as well. Ebony, hello to you, and welcome to the program.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing really good. Thanks a lot for taking out the time. You've had a very busy 2015 already, so
oh,
we appreciate appreciate you taking out the time. What has it been like for you? Because it really is a dream come true. You talk about this in the song, but what has it been like for you to see this dream realized?
It's been really hard for me. Like, every day I can't imagine. I just dropped the song only 2 weeks ago, and I would never imagine that, you know, in only 14 days I'll have numerous radio interviews, a lot of people listening, more views than I thought I would have. It's definitely been a dream come true for me.
Yeah. So, Ebony, how did this all start for you? Because I think for everybody, you know, we all know at some point in our lives what we want to do, or at least what we like, whether we believe we'll be able to do it or someone tells us that we can do it. When did you first realize that music was that thing that you really wanted to do?
Oh, I was a little girl. I was about 14, 15, when nobody's home, in the mirror, dancing, singing the songs, picturing myself in the video. I've always wanted to do it, so it's been a while since I was a young girl.
Wow. And so now you're not only able to do it, but also to show other people what's possible for them. I mean, what has that been like for you to now be an example to other women, especially to let them know what they can do when it comes to their own dreams?
Oh, I love it. The best thing that I think I can ever do is touch somebody else or give somebody else inspiration to do something that they love. So that feels amazing.
Yeah. So, you know, you talked about being little and being in front of the mirror. I know a lot of our listeners may be able to, you know, to relate to that aspect. Was there a moment, though, that you said, you know what, I'm just going to have to go for this? What was that thing for you that said, this is what I want to do and this is what I'm going to dedicate myself to?
Well, basically when I met We The Fam, when I met Vet, my manager, I've worked with other people before, but nobody has ever pushed me and made me feel like it was possible like he did. So.
Wow. You know, I hear that quite a bit when it comes to young vets, so I definitely can believe that. You know, do you think that has been one of the reasons that has kept you inspired along the journey? Because I've heard, especially other singers talk about, Ebony, that it can sometimes be a lonely process. Has that support system kind of helped you? I know even in the song you shout out other members of the group. You know, has that kind of helped you to kind of to keep pushing?
Yes, it definitely has. And they're such a supportive family. Like, they're there through everything. They want to stay in touch, whether we're working or not. And it's definitely made me feel like, you know what, it is what I want to do, and I know that it's possible now.
Right, exactly. I think that is the big thing. For those who are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live, already having a great conversation today with recording artist Ebony Jones. She's making her first appearance on our program today. We're talking to her not only about the love of music, and she was sharing with us that it was really as a little girl, like a lot of you guys can relate to, singing in front of the mirror, you know, that she realized that music is something that she loved. But then, of course, to have the courage now to be able to step out and to do it. The other thing that I thought was interesting, and our listeners will actually hear this themselves, I think, Ebony, when they hear the song, you know, you are not afraid to have your own sound. You're not afraid to be yourself. Have you always had that confidence in yourself that you wanted to be the best you and not somebody else?
Not always. Actually, when I was younger, I always wanted to fit in. Or I thought I didn't fit in, and I tried to, you know what I mean, be good enough for the crowd or whatever. But after a while, I'm like, you know what, this is not me. And, you know, it just, you know, I sat down and I had to build my confidence to just be who I wanted to be and, you know, whether people accept it or not.
Right. And you know, you say whether they accept it or not, but do you think that has been probably one of the reasons why people are drawn to this song, especially because you are being the best you that you can be?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. And what a great thing, I think, for all of us to be able to keep in mind. You know, I want to mention one other thing about the song, and then we're going to actually talk to you about how it all came together. And, you know, when I heard it for the first time, Young Vet hit me up on Facebook. And I bring that up because that is one of the ways, I think, social media, that people are connecting these days. You know, people were buzzing about the song for you, you know, when he first was posting it, of course, as you shared, you know, already, of course, the attention that it's been getting. You know, it's one thing to have people that you know tell you it's good, but what is it like for you to have people you've never met tell you how much they're enjoying it?
Oh, it's breathtaking, actually. I never thought that people would like it as much as they did. I just was myself, let it out all on the song. Before this, I haven't been in the studio for probably 2 years, so I just went there and I just put it all out there, and I was amazed that people actually liked it.
Yeah. So how did it all come about? Again, the song is, you know, it was all a dream, and people, of course, they, you know, when they hear the song, it's going to automatically draw them in from the beginning. How did the idea for the song first come about?
Oh, when I wrote the song, I was going through a lot. A lot was going on. So I based the song on what I was going through at that moment and also where I want to go. So even though I was going through stuff, I was still like, you know what, I got to write because that's where my heart is. And, you know, I let it all out on paper.
Let it all out on paper, and the result is what we have now. For those who have not had a chance to hear it, here is Ebony Jones with her single, It Was All a Dream. We'll be back with more of our conversation with Ebony right after this. You guys stay with us.
My gravity, minimum wage salary. It was all a dream. My nightmares came attacking me. My confidence lacking me. It was sad to see that it was all a dream. And then I woke up like, what the fuck? Still stuck, empty gut. Now have you heard of the hookup? You mix the tuna with noodles, no place to sleep, so you stood up. And now we live in the American dream. My boy cops those dreams, that's progress, take process. And if you ever wanna get like me, don't say it, just do it one move. Trips, switching my locations. I'm seeing places they never seen. I never stopped writing in the basement. But now I'm here and I ain't going nowhere. Looking like a model when I pop my bottle, pour it up, throw the drinks up in the air. So, and now we live in the American dream. My boy cops those dreams, that's progress, take progress.
Hmm. That was recording artist Ebony Jones with It Was All a Dream right here on Conversations Live. I've actually been talking to Ebony not only about that single, but also about the journey that got her to where she is today. A lot of great things going on for Ebony. We're going to tell her, ask her a little bit later how she can stay in contact with you guys and, of course, be able to let you know what's new with the music. There are two things you said in the song that I wanted to talk to you about, Ebony. Then we're going to let our listeners know how they can stay connected with you. One of the things that you say is that progress is a process. You know, I think that is such a great message, I think, for people, because we're so impatient in life. We want things to happen right away. You know, how important has that patience been for you in your life and your career?
Oh, it's been very important. Mostly, I'm always impatient. I'm always impatient, and when I want something, I want it to happen fast, so I'll try to, like, you know, go over the top to make it happen, but I really have to, like, you know, sit down and relax and realize that, you know, progress is a progress. If I want anything that I want, I'm going to have some patience to get there.
Right. I think that is the thing. The other thing that you say in that song, and this is another thing that people of all professions can learn from, is less talk, more action. You know, you say in the song, don't say it, just do it. You know, is that the encouragement you would give to anybody when it comes to pursuing their dreams, is stop talking about it and just do it?
Absolutely. That would be the first thing that I'll say it. That I'll tell them, don't talk about it, let's do it. If you want to talk about it, the only time that you should be talking about it, you know, we're getting your plans together. After that, put your best foot forward and just let it all out there.
Yeah, exactly. I think that is it. So what else should we be expecting from Ebony this year?
Oh, well, I'm going to have a mixtape probably coming out by spring, and I have a title for it. It's going to be called Finding Myself, and it's going to introduce a different parts of me, like, you know, a little bit more hip-hop, a little bit more R&B, and basically just giving people a first seat to see how I am, you know, and who I really am in different parts of me.
All right. So a mixtape, Finding Me, that's one of the things they can be looking forward to. And how can our listeners stay connected with you, Ebony, and support the music?
You can follow me on Twitter at Ebony, EBONI24, Ebony. You can follow my Instagram at EbonyJones_25, and I'm on Facebook at Ebony Jones.
All right. So Ebony's all over the place, guys. Make sure you guys are staying connected with her. Ebony, congratulations to you again on the single. And thank you so much for the time today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. I'm really appreciated too that you would take your time out, you know, to help me get myself out there and know more about me.
Hey, yeah, the pleasure's definitely on mine. Definitely looking forward to having you back on. And we have to thank Young Vet, of course, of We The Fam, for setting up this conversation with us today. Young Vet, always a pleasure working with you. And we thank all of you, our listeners, for joining us for another segment of Conversations Live. For our radio audience, we're going to take a break. You guys stay where you are, though. There's more Conversations Live to come. For those joining us online, though, if you came in late and missed part of this conversation, don't worry. Thanks to our online friends, you guys can catch the podcast of this conversation just a few moments after we go off the air. All you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. That's conversations with an S, liveradio.com. Also, if you're friends with us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, the links are already available on both of those places. Head over to facebook.com/CyrusWeb or go over to twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Click on the link there. You can listen to the show completely for free and even share it with your friends using the social media buttons you'll find there. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day. Enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. You all make it a great one.